Throughout Advent season, we have been walking through many of the passages announcing the coming of Jesus. We first looked at the announcement of his second coming. As I reminded us again this evening, that God has promised to send Jesus again, that he is coming again. And this is good news. Then we saw how in the Old Testament, God said that he would send a Savior. And then in the New Testament, he announced and pronounced that he was sending the Savior. And so this evening, we will look at the passage where Jesus is actually born. As we've gone through this Advent season in hope, peace, joy, and love, Jesus is the fulfillment of all of these. So please follow along with me if you can in the pew Bibles in front of you, or listen along as I read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. We were taking a look at some of these passages in the Sunday school, adult Sunday school class, and we just took some time to pause and just try to reflect again on these passages that are so familiar to us. But may God right now, even as we're reading these, may God give us a fresh hearing that we may be in wonder that Jesus Christ is born. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is God's word. For to us a Savior, our Savior, is born, Jesus Christ our Lord. First, in this passage here, I'm just going through this very quickly. First, we have the birth of Jesus itself. Finally, all throughout chapter 1, it's foretold, it's promised, it's coming. Extraordinary events are taking place, but now Jesus is born. He's born in Bethlehem, just as the Old Testament said he would. It was just this way it worked out that Caesar Augustus said, hey, we got to have a census now. He didn't know he was under God's sovereign hand and that he had to follow whatever God was doing. And so they were in Bethlehem, and it seemed like it was because of Caesar, but it was because the Lord led them there to fulfill prophecy, that we would be reminded that he is of the house of David. And there Jesus is born. But the whole thing of the birth of Jesus is to show how humble, how lowly he is. We talked a little bit about this morning. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as we looked at this morning, where are kings born? Kings are born in palaces, and they have lots of rich people all around them, and important people come from all over. But though Jesus is the king, he was born in a very, very humble place, a dirty place, a lowly place. And instead of having all the wealthy and the well-known people from the world come to see him, it's the shepherds who come to see him. Shepherds would have been considered really, really a dirty in this culture. They were just scorned. People would turn up their noses at them and not want to deal with them. There was a ton of prejudice against shepherds. But it's to these shepherds, these ones who society says, you don't fit in here. It was to them that God came. It just shows the love that God has for every single one of us, and that God wants to turn everything upside down that we think is right in this world, that we think you have to be rich and powerful to be number one. And God says, nope, it's not the way it works in my kingdom. That's why he says, the first will be last. It's the last who will be first in God's kingdom, in Jesus's kingdom. The angels come and say to the shepherds this amazing thing. And just like we've seen in almost every other encounter with angels, they fall flat on their face. They're terrified. They're scared of the angels, right? We all think it'd be great to see an angel. Slow your roll there a little bit. I'm not so sure that that's really what we want to see. They have to say every single time. It's the first thing they open with. They appear and they have a great message. And they always have to say, don't be afraid, it's just me. Don't be afraid, don't worry. Because people are terrified of the angel because they have such power, such glory shining forth from God who sent them. And he tells the shepherds what's happening. And I love what the shepherds do then. The shepherds, after the angels leave, and there's this chorus, glorious chorus of angels just singing God's praise, which would have been, that would have been amazing to witness and to hear. But the angels look at each other and say, let's go check this out. Let's go see what it is that God has told us through the angels. Let's go see this wonder, this miracle that our Savior, who's been promised from the very beginning of the Bible, has come. And so they go off and they get to see Jesus. They are most prized. They are honored. These, what the world says is lowly shepherds, we know they're not, because we see here God's love for them, God's unbelievable valuing of them, the magnificent angels and the humble shepherds. It's to them they are the first, besides Mary and Joseph, to be able to see Jesus. But it doesn't stop there when they see Jesus. This happens to people throughout the Bible. When they see Jesus, when we encounter Jesus, we can't stop talking about him. They have to go and share with everyone they know. You're not going to believe what's happened. These angels showed up. They told us that a Savior was born. We went, and he was just where the angels said, the Savior has been born to us. Jesus Christ is born, the Son of God, the Son of Man. And he came. Our Savior is born to us. May we, like the shepherds, like Mary, be in wonder. Let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks. Thank you so much for Jesus, God. Thank you for sending him, for your great love for us. that you have poured out in so many ways, but ultimately in Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask by your Holy Spirit that we would believe in Jesus, that you, oh God, would open our eyes and our ears, that we would see and hear your Son, Jesus Christ, and trust him and love him and follow him, believing in Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.